This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker.
Just say, play 93.7 WEEI.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
I'll go a little further. I think everybody in the world of sports is looking forward to Thursday night, 8 p.m., TD Garden, Canada, USA, the final of this Four Nations tournament that I undersold in my mind. I was not prepared for this excitement. That was Jack Eichel talking about how this might be the biggest game of his life. I believe
that's crazy.
I believe he has a Stanley Cup and a national championship.
That's just
and he's
crazy.
Talking about this. I mean, let's be
good
honest.
For them,
it's made up. They made up a tournament in the middle of a season.
Yeah.
Well, I hate to say it,
it's not
but
made
like
up to them, though.
I was last week years old when I even basically or two weeks ago years old when I heard Raycroft mention it. I was I'm sorry, excuse me, what's it called again?
No.
The Seven Nation Army against who? What is this?
If I'm being honest, it was like it's like 7 o'clock on Saturday. Oh, I think the Four Nations is on. Oh, let me flip over to that, and then I turned it on. I was like, what
this is awesome.
It was in the visual from the very beginning of the stadium of the Bell Center.
Yeah,
with all the lights on, it just. Captivated
a sea
me right
of red,
away.
Ted.
Yep.
Okay, so you watched on Saturday night, and you'll be watching on Thursday night, and the voice you had accompanying that game was Sean McDonough, who's joining us here now on WEEI Afternoon. Sean, you're on with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy,
up,
Stevens,
Sean?
And Ted Johnson. How are we doing today?
Hello, my friends. I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We are good. Awesome, and we are caught up in the hype of the Four Nations, and that's where I want to start. Did you realize that this would take over the sports world the way it has, the way this rivalry, U.S. and Canada, and everything that goes into it has drawn the eyeballs, the ears, and the attention of the sports world?
I really did not. I thought it was going to be great, especially, you know, somebody who loves hockey. You know, looking forward to watching the best players in the world in these four countries play each other, and in many cases for the first time in a long time. And I knew the players and coaches would be into it, you know, just because that's who they are, and that's what this kind of international competition is, you know, and they're competitors. And, you know, and plus just having talked to them when the idea was first hatched and in the lead up to it, you know, there were a lot of questions these players and coaches were being asked. Well, you know, is it going to be like the All-Star game, or are guys really going to lay it on the line? Because, you know, they don't want to get hurt with an eye toward the rest of their season. And every single player who answered that question, obviously completely poo-pooed that because, you know, it's, I think it's pretty obvious, right, by what we've seen so far.
Yeah, it's crazy.
These guys are into it and invested in it about as much as they could possibly be.
I mean, Sean, at the end of the day, they don't get anything really other than just, you know, pride and nationalism, pride. But they got iPads. I can't believe those guys are on the sitting there on the bench with iPads in a game that's theoretically meaningless. But Sean, what do you think the residual effect, the positive residual effect of this Four Nations tournament will have maybe on the NHL or USA hockey going forward?
Well, I hope it brings more people into the sport. You know, we had a huge rating for the game Saturday night, And obviously, when you have a big number like that, there are a lot of people watching who don't typically watch hockey. So I would think after what we saw Saturday night that those people will come back and watch again on Thursday night. And, you know, hopefully even more new people will come back. You know, I've been saying for 4 years since ESPN and ABC got back in business with the NHL and I've been doing the games that, you know, if you're not a hockey fan, you need to watch because the game – I couldn't believe how much the game had changed in the 17 years between, you know, when we had the broadcast rights and then we were out when NBC had it and we came back in. You know, I've been watching it as a fan, obviously, all along. But, you know, when you're broadcasting the game, you're just so conscious of how much faster the game is than it used to be and how much bigger and stronger and more skilled the players are. So it's a great sport. And I think when we do get people to watch it, they stay because there has been steady growth in the ratings. And I think we're going to continue to see that as a result of this event.
Yeah, Sean, I'm expecting massive numbers, both in terms of streaming, ratings, et cetera, as well as watch parties, bars, pubs, taverns. I've been hearing about people getting together all over regionally. And, you know, for us on the broadcast side, you know, you've become a big voice game. Now, we're treated to, you know, you calling some Red Sox games, so you're one part of the white noise of summer for us regionally. But people know you as a big game voice, and this is going to be added to it. And the last Saturday's broadcast was very intense. But were you expecting such an intense start? Like, had word trickled out, like, just get ready for the fireworks to start? Because the Tkachuk brothers changed the entire tone and tenor of this tournament. And I feel like all-star games forever going forward.
Well, no, I don't think anybody expected that. Obviously, Brady and Matthew and JT Miller confessed that, you know, they had a exchange of text messages that day and kind of said, hey, what would you think if this was the way we started the game? Obviously, we knew fight number two was coming because Ray Ferraro, my partner on the broadcast, is, as you guys know, positioned between the benches, and it's one of the benefits of him being there. And he basically heard Brady say to Sam Bennett, okay, you know, now we're going, you know, as soon as Matthew's done with Brandon Hagel. So, you know, once it started, I guess we knew there was going to be the second one. I'm not sure we knew that the third one was coming. I give JT Miller a lot of credit because, Colton Parayko's a beast. He's a big guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I don't think anybody maybe beyond those three and a few other people involved with Team USA knew that was happening, but it definitely added to the whole thing. And I appreciate your comment about the big game thing. You know, I've been sick for 2 weeks and had missed a couple of ABC Saturday games and wasn't able to do the Thursday night game up there with USA and Finland and was really distraught about that. And I'm just so relieved that I was able to make it back in time for Saturday because, you know, that really would have hurt to miss that one.
ESPN Sean McDonough joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. And building on that, Sean, I hope you take this with the respect with which it's given, but your little voice crack has become significant of epic sports moments. Epic sport. And
well,
and
I appreciate you saying that because when it first happened, you know, way before any of you were born, on some of these games, I think the first one I remember actually is the 1992 Game 7 of the National League Championship Series between Pittsburgh and Atlanta, one of the great baseball games of all time when Sid Bream scored the winning run sliding into home
Cabrera
plate.
Cabrera and Bream? And that was an all-timer, Sean. That game was incredible.
At the beginning. Yeah, well, thank you. You know, I was embarrassed when it first happened. I thought I kind of botched the call, and then the people at CBS Sports an hour later when I was down at the truck after we did the postgame show, during which Deion Sanders threw buckets of water on Tim McCarver, which is another reason I always remember that night. It was the same night, but when I got to the truck, all my friends and colleagues on our CBS crew, that was perfect. You know, that captured the moment perfectly, and that's going to live forever. And so, you know, I don't – now it's almost the point where I wish I could make myself do it because people have to expect that, that the voice crack might come at a big moment. So it doesn't bother me anymore. You know, hopefully, you know, the probably the most famous one was this Michigan State punt play.
Yep.
When the Michigan punter dropped the snap with kind of a bad snap. Oh, he was trouble with the snap. And, you know, I have people tell me that they remembered the play because of the call. So, you know, that actually makes me feel good. You know, we're supposed to enhance people's enjoyment of the game. And if the calls of it are memorable for that reason and I haven't hit puberty yet, then so be it.
Hey, Sean, just your thoughts on the game this Thursday. We got no Charlie McAvoy. I believe Austin Matthews is maybe not playing in this game.
Austin Matthews is going to play.
Oh, he's
I would
playing.
Be very, very surprised if he does not play.
Okay.
And I think, and obviously, you'd have to drag the Tkachuk brothers. I don't know what you'd have to do to prevent them from playing. So I fully expect they will both be out there too.
Your thoughts on the game? I mean, just can you? I mean, it's hard to win two in a row. I mean, with Canadians, you know, kind of losing on their home ice. I mean, just your thoughts on how this game will go on Thursday.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to know. You know, I always think in hockey, it's kind of like the quarterback in football, the most important thing in hockey is the goaltender. And I think Team USA clearly has the better goaltender. And we've seen that in this series. You know, Hellebuck's probably the best goalie. I don't think probably he is the best goalie in the world right now. And Binnington, as we've seen, you know, has had a couple shaky moments, assuming it's still going to be him. But I do remember I was sitting right there at the TD Garden in 2019 watching Binnington basically win the game for St. Louis against the Bruins in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. And that's one of the reasons they put him on the team. They think he's a big game player. So it wouldn't surprise me if he rises to the occasion because he's done it before. But yeah, if you said heading into it, which goalie would you much rather have? I think everybody on both sides would choose Hellebuck, although the Canadians have said all the right things about Binnington. And then I think, you know, from there on out, it's pretty even. I do think it'll be a benefit to Team Canada to have Makar back because he didn't play. I do think Charlie's a loss, but I do think Sanderson is a really talented guy. You know, I know the American coaching staff, talking to David Quinn, you know, the former BU coach who's done a fantastic job running the defense, you know, they liked Sanderson, even when he was the extra guy sitting out. You know, they were hoping he might have a way to play because – you know, they feel like he's as good as the other guys they have. So, you know, as much as we all hate it for Charlie, you know, I don't think there's really going to be a big drop off there, and that won't be that much of a factor in the game. You know, I hope the home crowd has a lot to do with it. You know, I hope it helps spur on Team USA. I really hope our people don't boo the anthem. You know, let's be better than that. You know, it's you know, I think we all have a lot of respect for what a great country Canada is, and you know, the political things that have led the Canadians recently, you know, this booing of the anthem is a very recent development. I think we know why. You know, I understand it from their perspective, especially having been up there for several days. So let's be better than that and be respectful of their anthem and cheer like hell for our own.
Yeah, I know. I can just imagine people just, you know, smuggling in fries and toss them to people. I got your poutine right here, guy. It's going to be an environment, Sean. And I mean, really, it's going to be contentious. And, you know, I know as a broadcaster, I'm sure, rather, I should say, that you love trying to look for like the little golden nuggets and the threads and whatever makes it dramatic. Like, we all love the theater, and any story, any game is only as good as either any hero is only as good as the villain. And when you think about the emotional complications regionally, locally, and nationally for Thursday night, you've got Boston fans now like they lose McAvoy, which sucks, and hopefully the Bruins don't for too long. But now you've got Bruins fans cheering for the Tkachuk brothers, who they loathe the other 364 days out of the year. And they're going to be rooting against their guy, Brad Marchand, who they don't want to see traded. Oh, and by the way, the GM of Team Canada is the guy they yell about all the other days, Don Sweeney, to fix the Bruins as well. And, you know, and did he have anything to do with McAvoy not playing? Because, you know, it's just, it's so twisted. Won't this just make for like a broadcast like you have
experience? Don Sweeney has nothing to do with Charlie McAvoy not playing. And if that's a conspiracy that is out there, you can totally squash that. Those two things are not related. And you did a great job there, you know, and there's many more of those entanglements, right? Which is, I think, part of what makes this so fascinating and is going to add to it. You know, I was part of a conversation at the game last night. I just went over as a fan for a couple of periods and said hello to some people and then came back and watched the end of it on TNT. But, you know, there was a discussion about, okay, before the thing started, you know, the drop of the puck for the first game, Canada and Sweden, you know, they brought out Mario Lemieux, who's the ultimate, you know, French-Canadian, Montreal native hockey icon, and the place went absolutely bonkers. And I still have chills just thinking about it. So we were talking about, it. Well, who do we bring out, you know, tomorrow night
The
guy? And my idea was Keith Tkachuk.
Love it.
Right? I mean,
love it. Let's go.
From Melrose, played at BU, you know, and played on the last, you know, the last major thing we really beat them in It was the 96 Canada Cup, which we had the video of, or the World Cup of Hockey, I should say, in 96, which Keith played in and had a huge fight with Claude Lemieux. We had actually seen him in a restaurant up in Montreal a couple of nights before that game on Saturday. He talked about that might have been the highlight of his career, beating the Canadiens. I think the final was a best of three series. And now he's the, you know, the father of the two most popular people in America, who are about to go out and try to beat up the Canadians again. So to me, Keith would be the perfect guy. I don't think that'll happen. I think he probably wouldn't even want to do it because he's the kind of guy who wouldn't want to take any spotlight away from his boys. But
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Yeah, interesting to see what happens before the puck even is dropped in terms of adding to the atmosphere.
Sean, I know you've been wrapped up in Four Nations in the world of hockey, but have you been paying attention to the roller coaster of emotions in Red Sox Nation? They get Bregman, everybody's like, going to win the division, go to the playoffs, and then a couple days later, your best hitter goes, no, but I'm not DHing. I don't want to do that. I'm not doing that. What the hell's going on?
I heard you talking about it at the start of your show, and I totally agree with what you guys were saying. I mean, I'm sorry. Rafael Devers, you're not playing third base. You know, what are they paying him? $300 million.
Yep.
At a certain point, you know, for that kind of money, we get to tell you where you're playing. So you're going to be the DH, or try to play first base if you want. I also thought that maybe the only thing that was more out of line than what Rafael said was what Tristan Casas said.
Yep,
I mean,
yep.
Really?
Oh yeah. I agree.
And one of you made the point, like, well, he's probably afraid. You know, he might lose his job if Devers doesn't stay over there at third base, and there's probably something to that, but. You know, the idea in sports is to put the best team you can possibly put out there. Bregman's a gold glove third baseman. As we've all seen, Devers is nowhere near that, despite what Costas said. And, you know, so sorry. We're paying you a lot of money. Go be the DH.
So Devers could lose his job, Casas could lose his job, but you're not losing your job. We're going to listen to you on Thursday night, and now that I know you're okay with it, I am going to be rooting for a third-period game-winning goal call that includes a little break of the voice there that can be iconic, and we can all celebrate a USA win.
I hope you're right, and I'll try to do, as I said, I can't make it happen. But it just kind of happens. But it tends to happen anyway, whether I try to or not. And, you know, the last game, the hockey game that I did there, I think this is accurate. Yeah, it must be. Was a pretty good ending. David Pastrnak in overtime in Game 7 to beat the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yep.
So,
yep.
And I don't think my voice cracked in that, which no, I guess now I should be disappointed about that. But, but it was fun. It was a thrill to be able to call that. You know, somebody obviously who grew up here, and that's about as far as I can admit to any sort of bias before I get myself in trouble. So,
all right, Sean.
I will be biased on Thursday night. You know, it's nice to actually do a game. You know, most of the games that I do on the network, that's one of the reasons I like doing the Red Sox radio on this fine station is, you know, because it's okay to care who wins or loses, and I do care. I want the Red Sox to win. And this is another event where, you know, we're the USA broadcast for this event. I think it'll be plainly obvious. I do want the Americans to win.
All right, Sean, we're all looking forward to it. Appreciate you giving us a few minutes this afternoon here on WEEI Afternoons, and good luck Thursday night.
Thank you, guys. Great to be with you. Have a blessed evening.
All right, thanks, Sean. You too, Sean.
That was Sean McDonough,
good
who
man.
I now feel better enjoying his voice cracks, knowing that he's embraced it. And I can see how in this modern world, you know, everybody, this is not a shot at Sean, but like everybody goes, oh, yeah, another Syracuse broadcaster. They all sound the same. They look the same. They act the same. I think we want some of these unique aspects to a guy. Your voice cracks. Mm-hmm. You know what that means? It's sort of like,
care.
Yeah.
You're putting it in.
We're praising the hockey players for caring about their games. That announcer cares so much that he got emotionally wrapped up in his voice. You know, anybody can do that. And that's another goal for David Pastrnak as the Bruins.
There's a lot of energy and effort to just project your voice for that amount
go
of time.
In. All in, love Sean it. McDonough. We're looking forward to it. So,
and he's embraced the fact that he's also embraced the whole Sean McDonough voice crack thing, as opposed to like, oh, you can never mention that to Mr. McDonough. He gets nervous or shy about that, or that really bothers him. Like, that's cool. That means his self-awareness has like transcended the entire idea that he's known as a broadcasting stud.
And he should be pretty confident since he does all sports better than pretty much anybody.
Big game voice. That's what I said.
Else on the planet. Sean McDonough here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, we'll react to a couple things that Sean said, not only about USA hockey and whether we should or shouldn't boo on Thursday night at TD Garden for the Canadian National Anthem, but also I really enjoyed his comments about Raffy Devers, as I expected to. That's the fan in him, the Boston guy in him, and the Red Sox homer in him a little bit. So that's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.